Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Rev In Sunday Soul Connection. Oh, it's a beautiful day out there today, and we're going to have a beautiful time together as we join hearts and minds across the airwaves. As always, we like to begin by setting the intention with Let It Be.
For this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
Taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy schedule to deepen down in the spirit. My theme this morning is entitled Help, Heal, or Hinder. As always, I like to share with you the inspiration behind it. I always marvel at how spirit moves. So last Sunday, I was having an exchange with someone that went to my seminary. She was telling how she enjoyed the Sunday Soul. She always listened. And I was sharing with her that I was doing a degree and what it was about and so on and so forth. And she said, oh, it's a shame people don't leave the politics outside the church door. And it first struck me, because I remember the time when I used to have my shop. And I had a young Saturday girl who was always in some sort of drama or dilemma. And I used to think to myself, I wish she would leave the drama at the front door before she came in. And it struck me as I was reflecting upon the conversation that we had last week, how nonsensical it really was that I was thinking that someone could leave a part of who they are outside and come in and pretend to be something else. It was a naive thought I had back in those days. For I realize if we are to show up fully, we have to show up with all the bits of ourselves, the bits we don't like, the bits that still need healing, the bits that need help, even the bits that hinder us. And so that was the beginning of the idea for today's Sunday Soul. I didn't think anything more of it, waiting for the rest of the downloads to come. And sure enough, it did, on Saturday. Cutting it close, I thought, but the universe knows what it's doing. And so, I want to look at our attitudes that we hold on to, that can either help us to go forward in this life, that can heal the wounds we've experienced, or can hinder us because we refuse to let go. We refuse to move on. We refuse to move beyond. And so the sacred text I'm going to begin with comes from Luke 6, 27 to 32. This is the NCV version. But I say to you who are listening, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who are cruel to you. If anyone slaps you on one cheek, offer him the other cheek too. If someone takes your coat, do not stop him from taking your shirt. Give to everyone who asks you. And when someone takes something that is yours, don't ask for it back. Do to others what you would want them to do to you. If you love only the people who love you, what praise should you get? Even sinners love the people who love them. That text is always a hard one for many of us. The idea of turning the other cheek, the idea of forgiving those who have wronged us, the idea of not asking back for things that we have lent someone, is a challenge. I make no bones about that. But I also recognize that as challenging as it is, it is also the key to liberation. It is also the key to freedom. It is also the key for how we grow and expand and become more of the divine ones that we are created to be. You see, when we hang on to all the reasons why we can't do what the master teacher admonishes, we want to stay in our ego. And in our ego, there's always separation. But here, in these words of the teacher, which is truth and life, he's calling us to a deeper level of being, a higher expression of consciousness, a realization that oneness that is everywhere present in those who aggravate and irritate us, even. He's calling us to look beyond the appearances that see separation, that sees the person who has wronged us, to see the God, the individualized spirit of life in them. He's calling us to look beyond their foibles, their shortcomings, and all the things that make us sometimes feel superior to them. You see, in those few verses, there is the teaching that exists in all of the major world traditions, summed up in the one line, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, simply known as the golden rule. So you don't need religion. You only need to live from this way of being. So my invitation this morning, does your attitude, your way of being in the world, is it helping, healing, or hindering both yourself and others? And always charity begins at home, so let's start with the self, us. The thoughts, the beliefs, the ideas we are having for ourselves. Ask yourself, is this helping me? Is it healing me or is it hindering me? So when the ideas of not being enough, not worthy enough, not good enough, not clever enough flow into your head, ask yourself, is this belief, is this attitude, is this helping, healing, or hindering me? Because when you can stop and self-examine for a moment, you have an opportunity to change that idea, that belief that you are mistakenly holding on to, or that you are mistakenly going to continue believing in. You see, my beloved, there are no accidents in the universe. You are here because the divine, the sacred, the illumined one had need of your presence on this earth at this time. You may not be the next Mother Teresa or the next Oprah Winfrey, But you are here to be the you that you are. But that doesn't mean that you can't work upon yourself to improve, to grow, to expand, to illuminate yourself, to eliminate all that no longer serves you. I cannot emphasize enough how this season is one of my favorite seasons. The idea of letting go of what no longer is of use, of value, of importance to your life. To let go of the thoughts and the beliefs that have been hindering you. To heal where you think you are broken and wounded. And allow new ideas, new thoughts, new beliefs, new ways of thinking to help you through. Desmond and Mapufo Tutu says, the way we see ourselves matters. It affects how we treat people. It affects the quality of life for each and all of us. What is the quality of life on our planet? It is nothing more than the sum total of our daily interactions. Each kindness enhances the quality of life. Each cruelty diminishes it. You see, my beloved, we are here for a purpose and on purpose. But we have to look at the attitudes that we are cultivating, that we are holding on to, and that we are continuously expressing as to whether they heal, help, or hinder. Our celestial poetry this morning is a continuation from A Circle of Life, or Antiphons for Autumn. O seed sprung loose from dying plants, come. Come teach us to be generative. Carry us to places where we can take root. Encourage the seed of our love to fall freely. Gift us with the grace of surrender. O come. O harvester of wisdom, come. Come fill us with the waters of wisdom. Show us the beauty of aging with grace. Prepare us for the long, dark nights. Gather from our lives all that has potential. Oh, come. My beloved, my desire for each and every one of us is that we recognize that we are not just human beings struggling along, having spiritual experiences every so often, but that we are spiritual divine beings incarnated in human form with all that we need within us already to accomplish the things that will bring us the joy and will fulfill the divine's desire for our lives. None of us were put here on this earth to be tormented, to punish, to struggle, to be in strife. My science of mind reading today is entitled Intention. As always, there's two quotes. The first one comes from Shakti Gawain, who says, simply having an idea or thought, holding it in your mind, is an energy which will tend to attract and create that form on the material plane. Second quote from Ernest Holmes, This Thing Called You, says, mental laws are as real as physical laws, reproducing physical laws in the mental realm. The author writes, what exactly is intention? It certainly involves focus. It's also about being mindful or aware of our thoughts and actions. It can be easy to say we want something to happen, but if our actions do not reflect the same energy, then we're bound to disappoint ourselves. It's the same principle as the scripture that states faith without works is dead. We must back up our desires with right action. Sometimes that action is staying out of the way. Doubt can creep in if we don't have a strong faith that our spoken word and desires produce results. It doesn't do much good to doubt the outcome, worrying about how things will come about or pondering all the ways things can go wrong. If we end up doing that, we will be activating the energy Shakti Gawain speaks about above. But we will be using that energy to produce what we don't want instead of what we do want. Universal laws don't judge our thoughts or desires. If we pray or write affirmations in line with our desires, only to go about our day thinking of all the obstacles, then we are promoting that which we do not desire. Would you be willing to play with this today? Be acutely aware of what you are thinking as you move through the day. Do your thoughts reflect your intention to greatness and success? Watch your mouth, as your mother might have said. But in this case, consider the truth that your words have power, so use them wisely. You see, your words have power. So are your words that you are using, are they helping, healing, or hindering? Yehuda Berg says words are singularly the most powerful force available to humanity. We can choose to use this force constructively with words of encouragement or destructively using words of despair. Words have energy and power with the ability to help, to heal, to hinder, to hurt, to harm, to humiliate, and to humble. You see, my beloveds, we have an opportunity in every moment to help, heal, or hinder. It's our choice. It's always our choice. So my story comes, as I promised, from Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. And I promise to share as many as I can with you. And this is about Mathilde Montoya. Once upon a time in Mexico, there lived a woman called Soledad, who had a little girl whose name was Mathilde. Soledad soon realized that her daughter was exceptionally bright. She could read and write by the time she was 4 and was ready for high school by the time she was 11. When she turned 16, Mathilde started training as a midwife, but she had bigger dreams. She wanted to be a doctor. When she joined the National School of Medicine, she was the only female student. Lots of people told her that a woman could never be a doctor, but she had her mom and many friends on her side. At the end of the first year, the university tried to expel Mathilde, and Mathilde wrote a letter to the president of Mexico asking for his help. He wrote to the university telling them to stop being so unfair to her. She finished her course, but then the university stopped her from going in for her final exam. Again she wrote to the president, and again he stepped in. This time he passed a law that allowed all women to study medicine and become doctors. The president himself traveled all the way to the university to see her take her final exam. It was a historic moment. The next day, newspapers across the country celebrated the story of La Senorita Mathilde Montoya, Mexico's first ever female doctor. You see, Mathilde did not allow those who would hinder or prevent her from doing what she so desired to do. Back in the 19th century, it was not easy for women to study and let alone go on to university. But the president had to step in not once but twice to enable her to do what she wanted to do in fulfilling her dreams. She wanted to help people. Even more than that, she wanted to help heal them. And she didn't let the hindrances of others stop or prevent her. There's so much in this life that we cannot do anything about. And yet there is so much more that we can, starting with ourselves. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within, taking our attention away from the outer world of distraction into the inner world, where we connect with the source of our being that, as it says in the Quran, is closer than our neck brain, our neck vein. God is closer than breathing, nearer than hands and feet. God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And always I share with you the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as you bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out." In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness." Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath. As I breathe in, I help. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath. As I breathe out, hindrance. Inhale. This is my breath. As I breathe in, I help. And as you breathe out, this is my breath. As I breathe out, hindrance. Help. Hindrance. Help. Hindrance. Help. Hindrance. Help. Hindrance. Help. Here, in the cave of the heart, in the sanctuary of the soul, in the depths of our being, as we are so connected to the source of all that is, to take a moment to set the intention for our week ahead, to see in our mind's eye and to feel that which we wish to be, do, have, or experience. As we heard in our reading, the mental laws, if truly applied, are infallible as the physical laws. We have to mentally see it and feel it before it can become an experience in the material world of form. For each of us, there is a different need. So see for yourself whatever it is that you want in this coming week. And as you see it, what does it feel like? Take a deep breath in as we come into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is spirit, is energy, is a life force that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. The world we live in is not just a physical, but a mental and spiritual world as well. Therefore, that which we hold in consciousness, that which we can view, feel, and see mentally, has power. We know our words are creative. We know that our words carry spirit and life. So therefore we speak these words with authority. Divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, opening up our hearts to be ready to change our attitudes and beliefs and recognize that which can help, that which can heal that which hinders. So that as we truly are present in each moment to how we are, we can become more realized and more of a beneficial presence in this world at this time. That is so in need of people sharing from a place of love. We hold in our hearts at this time all those who are in need of a healing touch, be it of their mind, their spirit, or their body. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. Whether they be in hospitals or in their homes, in hospices, whether they be struggling after calamities has befallen them where they may live. Whatever their needs, whatever their desires, we give thanks for the healing presence right where they are. We're holding in our hearts at this time this beautiful world and all that's going on. There are times when it feels too overwhelming to comprehend, too overwhelming to think that we can do anything. But as we know now, that our attitudes can be that that can help heal or hinder. Let us recognize our attitudes as it impacts the world around us. Let us hold in our hearts those that are, we think are different from us, those that we judge as less than, those who we judge because of their actions that are so vile and uncomprehending. Let us look to turn the other cheek. Let us look to forgive. Let us look to embrace them so that we can see that we are all one, one kind, of one spirit, of one life. Touch the hearts of those that are governing us, that they would put the needs of the people first as opposed to the needs of the corporations and those that are greedy. Let us honor this beautiful earth, this planet, which you have given us to caretake and all the sentient beings upon it, the hoof, the winged, the finned, to find beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is. You know our every need, want, or desire. You said before you have called, I have already heard. So you know what we have need of. And so I put everything and lay everything down in total surrender, in total belief and acceptance that you have done the work already. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, I'm ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. If you're able to put the phone on speaker and use two hands, that's great. If not, you can still do the movement with one hand. So first stretch out your hands and reach towards the sky and say aloud, I open myself to life and all around me. Cross your hands at your wrists and palms down over your heart and say, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands together, fingers and palms touching as if in prayer in front of your lips. I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards. And say, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists. I release and let go. And so it is. Take another deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our affirmations. and Buddhist meditation.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our first affirmation comes from our Science of Mind reading. My words have power.
My words have power.
My thoughts are manifest.
My thoughts are manifest.
Through my speech. My word is the word of God.
My word is the word of God.
And now our Buddhist meditations. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all, and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all, and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself, and I am at peace.
I forgive myself, and I am at peace.
I accept myself, and I am free.
I accept myself, and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Now a prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me. The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. And so, my beloved, as we come to the close, I'd like to share with you my final quote from Leo Bascaglia, who says, "Too often, we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn a life around." So my closing benediction, I've amended, it's from Matthew Arnold from the 19th century. Calm soul of all things, make it ours to feel amid the city's jar that there abides a piece of thine we did not make and cannot mar. The will to neither strive nor cry, the power to feel with others, give. Come, calm us more, nor let us die before we have begun to live. So I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer top-up, our 10 at 10. And the song that I'm closing with, again, how the universe moves. I put together everything, the story, the readings, the quotes, the poetry. And then I wondered, what would I use to end the music for today? And the bing came. And it was a friend who had sent me this tune across and said, listen, I think you will enjoy it. As I heard the first few lines of it, I said, thank you, Mother. So our closing song today is by, first it was sent to me by my good friend Etienne, but it's by Micah Tyler, and it's entitled Different. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tyler, you'll be hearing more from him in the weeks to come. That's different. Beloved, may you learn to heal, help, or recognize whether your thoughts are hindering you. Have a beautiful and blessed week. I look forward to joining you again on Thursday and then on Sunday. Happy Sunday.
Thank you.